When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, March 15th edition of the program. Updates on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They are gathering their forces around Kyiv as well as other cities. And now the big conversation is, will there be a no-fly zone? And as a part of this as well, will Ukraine decide that it will give a guarantee of not joining NATO, seeing that discussion? What's China doing about all this? Plus, inflation and gas prices remain very high. Why is that? What's going on? And people are starting to realize things about COVID policies that they probably should have known all along. In fact, I bet they did know it all along. We will dive into this in a moment. Tax filing deadline's a little more than a month away on April 18th of this year. This filing deadline always brings out the IRS scammers looking to steal your refund and personal information. The most common scams take place on the phone or via email. Don't be fooled by scam artists offering to help you with a tax return. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. Could be as easy as buying an airline ticket or registering a child for summer camp. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours, starting by obtaining your online information. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of online identity threats. If they find that you've become a victim of identity theft, you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist who can help restore your good name and save you dozens of hours of contacting the right people in the process of fixing problems. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to lifelock.com. Use promo code BUCK for up to 25% off. That's promo code BUCK when you go to lifelock.com. Check it out. All right. On the one hand, you're hearing people say that there is a need for greater U.S. involvement in Ukraine. With each passing day, I'm hearing more people suggest that that needs to occur. On the other hand, there are many who are starting to recognize this isn't like other wars we've been involved in recently. This is a different kind of conflict in many respects, but the biggest way in which it differs is that there is a combatant here that has the third most capable military in the world, really, or the third most powerful military as any individual state, and also has thousands of nuclear weapons, among other things, among other WMD. I mean, we don't even really know the full scope of what the Russians have. I mean, here is UN Secretary General Guterres, for example, saying straight up the prospect of nuclear conflict here is high.
Further escalation of the war, whether by accident or design, threatens all of humanity. Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. the prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. The security and safety of nuclear facilities must also be preserved. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
That is chilling to hear, isn't it? There's been a run. I've seen stories about this as well, that people are buying pills that one could take to avoid the poisoning that you get from radiation. But there's a run on these right now. People are so worried about this that they're actually going out and preparing for what could happen here. Potassium iodide pills is what people are buying up, and the price on it has gone way up. I mean, this is 1 year into the Biden presidency, and we're talking about an America that is poorer, weaker, and threatened with not only being brought into another war, but also the possibility of a major nuclear exchange happening here if we make the wrong moves. It's very important to get this right. I understand that it is true that there are countries that are testing America that sense weakness right now and a lack of vision, and that is because we have a decrepit old buffoon as the commander-in-chief. They never should have done this. What they have put us through by making Joe Biden remember, they hit him in the basement during the election, and it was all very scripted, and they just knew he was attached to the Obama presidency as the vice president. He had the name recognition, and they just figured, we can make this guy president. They thought so long and hard about whether or not they could, they never stopped to think about whether or not they should. And we are seeing this now. We're dealing with the results of it. It's not just Russia that has obviously weighed the White House under the Biden regime and found it wanting. It's also what's going on with China, with Saudi Arabia, with the UAE, with Syria, with Venezuela. We're being slapped down all over the world. No one is afraid of upsetting this administration because they realize this administration is limited in what it can do. You know why? Because the left-wing base of the Democrat Party is insane. They're completely insane. Why won't they just open the floodgates to all the fossil fuel energy production that we can have? Well, because that would upset the environmentalist left. That's just one issue. But there are many places where a change in policy, admitting Trump was right, absolutely unacceptable to the left-wing base, really to the Democrat Party overall. In fact, there are idiots running around that are still trying to blame Trump for what has happened on Biden's watch. It's just not going to work, folks. I mean, they can try that, but people understand. They see this for what it is. Even people who are quite dim-witted, even some very limited individuals like the View Zone Joy Behar, recognize the stakes here in Russia couldn't be higher. You don't mess around with somebody who's got a whole lot of nukes.
I will consider that an act of war. Mm-hmm. We're already in a war with him. And then where do we go?
No, we're not in a war.
You know,
We don't want World War III in this world. This is a country that has nuclear weapons. We've been under this gun of nuclear weapens since I'm a child.
But when does he stop,
desk.
Joy? When does
that's
when
the thing? There's no off-ramp. You cannot screw around with a crazy person who has nukes.
I'm not sure that Putin's crazy, but he is vicious and he is cold and calculating, and he does have a lot of nukes. And there's no reason to believe that if he felt pushed into a corner, he would be unwilling to use them. So Joy Behar, despite all the idiocy that you often hear on The View, she's actually right on this one. You're seeing bigger forces at work, though, right now. You're seeing a realignment of the world order as it is, Russia and China becoming much closer allies, I think, as a result of all of this. Already there are rumors out there that maybe Saudi Arabia might start to sell oil denominated in the yuan, Chinese currency, instead of the dollar. We've been talking about this for decades. If the U.S. loses its reserve currency status, and buying oil would be a big indicator of that, we all become a much poorer country and much poorer as individuals very rapidly. I mean, the reason we've been able to engage in so much financial engineering and the Fed has been able to print money and do all these things and run up a basically $30 trillion debt is because the global economy uses dollars as its baseline. that international transactions are overwhelmingly denominated in dollars. This is what has allowed us to be the global superpower that we are. If you start to see a move away from that, the whole world changes and changes very rapidly. China's watching the situation and views everything with the U.S. as zero sum, and they're gaining right now. They're gaining. They recognize that while we talk about how unified the West is against Russia, we also realize how long will that really last? Russia's the third largest producer of oil in the world. How long will this go? It's not going to last very long, I can tell you that much. Putin is just essentially looking at this as he has a time period through which to get his will in Ukraine, to get it done, to carve up the country, which I do believe is his goal. And once he gets there, he'll turn around and say, all right, now we have peace negotiations. You don't want me to go even further in Ukraine, do you? Let's have normalization. Let's open up the gas spigots, everybody. And the world will do it. I'm here to tell you the world will do it. As much as we all sit around now and feel so united in our support of Ukraine, and all these people in America have got their Ukraine flags everywhere and all the rest of it, Russia will not be excluded from the international community for long. And now we have the State Department under the spokesman, Ned Price, someone I actually used to know pretty well back in my D.C. days. He says that the U.S. will not stand by if China provides any support for Russia.
A country that, by the way, has tremendous leverage with Russia, has a relationship with Russia that is distinct from the relationship that we or just about any other country on the planet has with Russia. And with that in mind, could do more than probably many other countries to bring an end to this senseless violence, to this brutality, to Putin's premeditated war of choice. We have communicated very clearly to Beijing that we won't stand by if we will not allow any country to compensate Russia for its losses.
Let's have a little real world lesson here for the Biden regime, folks. China does not care at all about the suffering in Ukraine. The Chinese government could care less. The Chinese Communist Party puts its own people into concentration camps, had a one-child policy, did forced sterilization. The Chinese Communist Party presided over millions of its own people starving to death and using starvation as a weapon of politics in living memory. You think they care about Ukraine on humanitarian grounds? That's absurd. You can wag your finger at the Chinese Communist Party all day. Unless you have leverage, it doesn't matter. This is what the idiots in charge in this White House and in this State Department do not understand. Unless you're going to hit the bully keeps on bullying. This is the fundamental problem. They don't have an understanding of the real world as it exists. That extends to their energy policies as well, by the way. We'll get into that in just a moment here. Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary, back from paternity leave, no doubt, after months or whatever it was, wants to tell you that they have no control over energy policy. The Biden administration can't do anything about it. Yeah, sure, right. Look, if you've ever wanted to be a real estate investor, you've got to check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. This is an amazing company that will take you step by step through becoming a real estate investor. They help you find the right city for you. Then they help you get the property, set you up with the broker to show you everything you need to see. You make your investment. You get the loan set up. You actually then get a tenant in place. They'll set you up with a management company and you get that free cash flow. Plus you're building equity over time and watching that equity grow if you pick the right market. I've had great success already personally as an investor with Done For You Real Estate's plan. I'm a real estate investor now because of them. Go check it out for yourself. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this whole system works. That's doneforyoubuck.com. Again, doneforyoubuck.com. Here's Pete Buttigieg saying, you know, the Biden administration can't really do very much about the price of gas.
As you know, the president's taken a lot of steps to bring relief and to help stabilize oil prices, including that big release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Of course, the long-term solution for this is energy independence and a shift to renewable energy here in this country. But let's also remember that while oil prices and gas prices are famously something that is largely outside of the direct control of any political figure, there are a lot lot of things that we could be doing right now that would bring direct relief to the pocketbooks of American families that are greater than most any family's gasoline bill. That includes lowering the cost of insulin. President's for it. We're getting a lot of pushback from it or on it. Lowering the cost of childcare. We're for it. We're getting a lot of pushback, often from the very same people who are criticizing us over inflation or gas prices.
Yeah, forget about gas prices and inflation. We're going to lower the price of insulin. How many of you listening need insulin? Now, it's great for the people who do, but I don't think that's dealing with the 8% inflation rate we're seeing and the record high gas prices, which affect pretty much everybody. But, you know, let's talk about some other non sequitur. Yeah, we're doing this other thing. Oh, wait, I thought they did have a tremendous amount of control over energy. When it came to telling the Green New Deal lunatics what they wanted to hear, they had a lot of control over energy. But they lie to you now. All right, I said I'd get to this real quick. Here is Trevor Noah, who all of a sudden has realized that the rules that the NBA has instituted that don't allow Kyrie Irving to play but allow him to be in the stadium in the stands, and if he was a visiting player, not a New York Nets player, he would be able to play even if he's unvaccinated. Trevor Noah goes, wait a second, that doesn't make sense.
I don't care, like, how COVID compliant you are. Like, this makes zero sense. Can we agree on that? So Kyrie can go inside, not wear a mask, even hug a teammate, but he cannot play. I don't get it. Why? Does the ball have a weak immune system? What's going on? I mean, it's crazy. Just think about it. Just think about it. Kyrie can't play, but he can sit in the stands, right? Like a fan. And then as a fan, what happens if he gets picked to take the half-court shot to win the car? Can he do that?
Now, let me just point out, it's not that this became crazy now. It's been crazy all along. A lot of this stuff has been crazy all along, but now the libs are acting like, oh, we just discovered that these policies make no sense. They keep no one safe. They're tyrannical. They're idiotic. Buck was right about everything. They're just figuring this out, apparently. They're pretending that they're figuring it out. They've known all along, but they're cowards. We will hold them to account. That's what we got for today, team. Back with more tomorrow. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.